Good day. It's the best day of the week. Great day to be alive. Great day to get better. I'm KL Frierson, and welcome to another episode of We Are More Than the Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, how have you been doing? I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Everything is going good, and I'm just here for a short time. had someone drop a video to me this morning from D Wood. He is a Christian rapper, if you will. I don't want to categorize him as a Christian rapper, but he's a rapper with a positive message. And one of the messages that he was talking about is something that I've been talking about for years now, and it's just the whole art of saving face, even though he had a different approach. And at the end of the episode, I'll definitely play it so you guys can hear what his approach was. But I do want to talk to you a little bit about saving face. And I guess I'll start off with what it means, kind of, just to retain respect or avoid humiliation, to protect your integrity, safeguard prestige. I even found the psychological definition of it. And readers, read. An act in which one attempts to uphold one's dignity, as by redressing a social blunder or compensation.
Damn.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry.
Say what you said.
Let's try that again. An act in which one attempts to uphold one's dignity, as by redressing a social behavior or compensating for a poor impression one has made. Face-saving behavior is an aspect of impression management. Boy, and I'm going to keep that in there because I'm going to save face through this pod. So why is saving face important? Thank you for asking. I was hoping that you would ask me. Let's say that something bad and or uncomfortable just happened to a group of you guys, and you're the one to keep things under control. Even though, you know, everyone's around you panicking, and inside you're kicking and you're screaming and, you know, you're crying and you're praying out to God that, you know, one of those, Lord Jesus, Jesus, help me, Lord, please. You know, the what do they call the kind of prayers where, God, if you get me out of this one and I promise I'll be in church, the bargaining prayers, like you're doing that on the inside. While everybody else is freaking out on the outside, yet you are the one that, you know, tends to keep cool. I call it the duck syndrome also, where water's just rolling off your back, where under the surface of the water, your feet are kicking 100 miles a minute. But you're, hey, you know, you do this and you do that. All you are, you're the cool guy. You're the level-headed one. You're the one that starts giving the directions and getting people through it. That is saving face. And sometimes in those situations or in other situations, not only do you have to save face, but you have to show face. So again, something embarrassing happens, but there's an obligation that you've made where there are going to be people in this vicinity with you. You have to still show up, and while you're showing up, you still have to have on the brave face, the confident face, the whatever happened earlier, you know, it's not a big deal. We're just going to move past that. You know, one of those things. So sometimes you have to save face, you have to show face and save face while you're showing face. So let's talk about some of the pros and cons of it. And because I often talk saving face, I've come up with a list of pros. The problem with having a list of pros is that it's not always, you know, the good things. It's a lot of the bad things. So let's briefly talk about the good things. Saving face shows self-confidence. Would you guys agree with that? If someone is able to save face in a, you know, crazy situation, and still keep cool or whatever the case may be, that shows a sense of confidence. It can alter the moods for others. And you'll hear that in the D Wood speech.
One.
Where if I come in and even though I'm having a terrible day and I'm all smiles, I'm all high fives or whatever the case may be, that could alter the mood for someone else who was going through something similar who doesn't know how to carry it the way that you do. Shows a sign of courage and bravery, like we talked about before. Helps others push forward, like I just mentioned. Keeps the wrong people from further attack. So if I'm dealing with something and there's someone who's waiting to see what it is that I'm dealing with, waiting to kind of pounce on those things. And I know y'all kind of like, yo, who does things like that? You'll be surprised. There are people, because you're walking in your purpose or because you're doing what it is that you need to do to elevate yourself, they're waiting on you to fall. And by showing them that you're falling on hard times, those are things that they get excited about. They get energized about those things. As weird as it may sound, yes, that does occur to some people. But then again, live by the law of tens. Three people who love it, three people who don't care anything about it, and the four in the middle that just don't know. So it's three people on the other side that are looking at you to crash and burn while there are three people cheering you on, and four people who are just oblivious to whatever's going on in your life because they're living their own. Moving on. The purpose of saving face is a reason to save face because it can help the situation. It can help the situation by all the things that I've mentioned, but it can also hurt said situation. And then that's where we get into the cons. A few I jotted down. Some I pulled an audience for. Wearing the mask too long, you begin to think that's you.
Damn.
That is an issue sometimes with saving face, where you show up as that one thing so often that you forget that that's not you in that instance, or you forget to show up for yourself. Sometimes it dampens your ability to be vulnerable. You hide your emotions from the wrong people. So let me pause right here, because shout out to the friends that I have that even when I am saving face, that they can look at me. And I say friends, but I mean family, because if anyone knows me, like my friends, we start to get close like we're siblings. But shout out to my friends that know that I'm dealing with a tough time, that can look at me and say, hey, Kay, you know, pull me to the side. You good, brother? Yeah, man, I'm good. Come on, dog. Talk to me. Y'all don't understand how much I appreciate that, because that thing alone lets me know that, one, I don't have to be the tough guy all the time, but two, that I'm seen, and I'm seen by people who are really trying to help me to make sure that I can get through certain things. But you end up hiding your emotions from the wrong people. That way you don't learn to express yourself, or people feel that you don't care. Because if nothing ever rattles you about certain things, it starts to appear that you just don't care. Blocking your blessings by not showing humility. Sometimes you need to not save face so people know that they can reach you. As weird as that may sound, sometimes you don't have to be the tough guy. Sometimes you don't have to be cool. You have to look as if you have a sense of urgency, or show the urgency that you have, so you don't block other opportunities that may come your way. Sometimes you have to look the part. Sometimes you have to show what it is that you're going through. But have a discerning spirit about that. It shows arrogance. I said bravery and courage and confidence on the front end of these pros. On the back end of that, which are the cons, it can show a sense of arrogance. And it can be detrimental to who it is that you are. Again, and that goes back to the original con point that I made, which is you wear this mask for so long. You show up for people in a way that you should. And I know this is kind of an extended conversation from the last pod. You show up for people in the way that you should, that you forget to show up for yourself. You forget to give yourself the same kind of grace that you allow everyone else. And that could be detrimental to who you are as a person. So, you know, that's my kind of in dealing with saving face. But, you know, understanding what it is that you're doing it for is very critical, and understanding when to do it, who to do it around, and when not to do it is even more important. Libra, I am a person of balance according to my astrological sign, but I've always been a balanced person for the most part. I say when people ask me, I'm like, nah, I'm not on cloud 9, I'm like on cloud 7. Because when it comes to certain things, I try to make sure that I don't get too high and I don't get too low, but that I kind of stay even keel. And I've done that for years. But again, the right people are around me. They get to see those levels, because people, and this is going to be a pod for another time, but I'll close on this. Those folks that are around you, when you're telling them the good things that are going on with you, they never see it as boasting or arrogance if they really want to see you win.
Message.
People don't see your accomplishments, or you talking about your accomplishments or things positive that you have going on, as boastful or arrogant when they truly want to see you win.
Message.
But I don't know what you've been through.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's saying, man, when I walk around with this smile on my face, I know that I got the ability to change the temperature in the room when I walk in. So regardless of what I'm going through, y'all don't know that I ain't go to bed till 5 a.m. last night. Y'all don't know what I got going on in my personal life. All y'all know is when I show up, dang, that man energy was amazing. That brother showed up and he helped to make this a better experience for us all. And I'm saying there's power in doing that. There's power in not wearing what it is that we're going through. That's how you conquer it, you know what I mean? And not in a fake performative way, not in that type of way, but when you have an attitude of gratitude to where I'm like, regardless of what I've been through, wait, I woke up this morning? God, you still got me here? Amen. You hear me? I don't look like what I've been through, straight up. And that's just celebrating, bro. I don't look like what I've been through.
So, I appreciate you all rocking out with me again. Told you it was going to be a short one. This has been another episode of We Are More Than the Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm out.
I bet you don't want none. Look out. You know you're messing with the wrong ones.
Now watch out.
Keep talking, I'ma give you some. Just keep running and running and running.